putting flesh, legit. We sell New York when it, York when it. We sell New York when it, York when it.
Around the world and back. Yeah. Rock. Around the world. Around the world and back. Props to the go-getter from the ghetto blocks. Props to the go-getter from the ghetto blocks. Props to the go-getter from the ghetto blocks. Props to the go-getter from the ghetto props. Props to the go-getter from the ghetto blocks. The Soweto, back to Palmetto Street's police. Around the world and back. Props to the go-getter from the ghetto blocks to Soweto. Back to Palmetto Street's police cock the metal. To settle beef, politicians' rhetoric's weak. I'd rather Netflix and chill with an ebony freak. With the prestige of an elderly chief, check out my melody. I'm like Carmelo when the scene is pulled to Elohim. I'm making dreams for that new fix. Serving like new bricks, make the game adapt to this new script. They say that freedom is a life without fear. I knock them out, I'm looking like a young Tyson out here. Minus the custom model, used to lust for the bottle. Once you make a good product, then the customers will follow. Serve it up till the kid is buzzworthy and colossal. Got the holy grail, drank Jesus' blood up in the gospel. And so respect to the legends, rest in peace. Rest in peace. I take this art to an extra degree. Another level, every day another lesson for me. Life's a lesson, manifest of who I'm destined to be. Respect to the legends, rest in peace. Rest in peace. I take this art to an extra degree. The next level, every day another lesson for me. Life is a lesson, manifest of who I'm destined to be. They love to ask me what I think about the hip-hop state. That shit'll be good, as long as I'm in tip-top shape. But time I realize it's not about the bills I make. Cause the realest shit always end up out living the fake. 3 a.m, I got hit with an epiphany late. I am my worst enemy, square off with him every day. Success, fail, fail is success. Hell into heaven, heaven to hell, freedom to jail. God and the devil ascended, masters and false prophets. It's a universal law. This whole universe revolves around opposites. Like Christians with yarmulkes, yelling assalamu alaikum. Doing the Buddhist meditation with some models naked. The climate change maker, the common denominator. Conor McGregor in this octagon of dominator. Ferragamo, that's my moniker. The world traveler, I can sell out a tour in Antarctica. Respect to the legends, resting in peace. Rest in peace. I take this art to an extra degree. Another level, every day another lesson for me. Life's a lesson, manifest of who I'm destined to be. Ferragamo, respect to the legends, resting in peace. Rest in peace. I take this art to an extra degree. The next level, every day another lesson for me. Life is a lesson, manifest of who I'm destined to be.
Copy of the Surge. I kind of wanted to play some of that. I don't know. I don't know when I'll have time, but something about it looks kind of cool.
I'm so fresh, so clean. Yeah, love me. My gang's robbing in the range of play.
Oh yeah, it's way over here for all you niggas just to chill. Party all night and don't nobody get killed. Instead of all that mad dog and staring at other niggas, do me a favor, kick back, relax, and holler at these bitches. Now as the bets go boom, light us up, light up, and watch the weed smoke quickly start to fill up the room. Get it go by the smoke, take a puff of this OG, but don't you dare choke, courtesy of Warren G.
This my brightest friend. Hey, I'm so fly. My gang's sharper than a razor blade. And I'm so fresh, so clean. Yeah, I love me. My gang's sharper than a razor blade.
I said this is for the G's and this is for the hustlers. This is for the hustlers. Now back to the G's.
Raise your cups up in the air. Cheers to another year. Pour out some liquor for the dead homies that ain't here.
Hey, 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 hey. Watch the way I sway. I never ever change. Always stay the same way.
Cause the real gon' stay real.
Yeah, each and every day. Now the house party's packed. We gon' party the night away.
This my blood is red. I'm so fly. My gang's sharper than a razor blade. And I'm so fresh, so clean. Yeah, I love me. My gang's sharper than a razor blade.
I mean, man. Hey, Bishop, man. They ain't in tune with the street, man. They ain't in tune, man. Yeah, they know who they are. Yeah, y'all get back in the groove. That's what we do, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, sharper than a razor blade. Yeah, hey, cause we sharper than a razor blade. You know.
Shoot that fucking laser.
Go Freedom Label. This is Fluxland 2017, new from Zecco on Beta BPM.
I turned on Trackmania last night. I launched Mania Planet. And they show you player counts for each one of the different environments and all that other stuff. And Stadium has been staying number one even after the release of Lagoon. You know, Lagoon was number one for like an hour or something, I don't know. But now, like, Canyon is ahead of it too. And when you load up Lagoon, like, only the Giant Bomb Roller Coaster Lagoon server is the only one that has double-digit player count on it. There are maybe like five servers overall that have anyone on them at all. It's sad. Both servers have 13 players right now. Yeah. Does that mean Giant Bomb now controls all of Trackmania 2 Lagoon? That's
by the transitive property, I suppose.
It's sad. I like Lagoon. When they do Trackmania 3, they just need to put out one thing and say, here it is. And, you know, if it only has one environment and then they release more, like when you buy it, you're buying into a season pass and the updates come with it, or, you know, whatever it is. Like buying into an update schedule that then doesn't cost it. Because, you know, they keep segregating the player bases, and that's bad. You need one server that can run all the environments. Yeah, you can make that all-environment server now, but you have to... Yeah, it has to be a Mania channel, and it... Yeah. That whole process seems fucking ridiculous. The whole channel thing seems just... Like, Mania Planet 4 seems like the ultimate realization of an idea that was highly questionable to begin with. I wonder if there are any players, like, how many Trackmania or how many Mania Planet enthusiasts there are that are like, no, this is exactly the best way to do this. This is definitely, I can't think of a more efficient way to get people to play these games. This is it. They've done it. Like, is there anyone signing off on this? Is like, yes, this is the one true way for video games. All of it needs to be like I can't imagine. Like, Trackmania Turbo is on the right, is fine, except for the part where the editor was not as fully featured, and, you know, all that sort of stuff. Like, if it had just been, here's Trackmania Turbo, but with all the flexibility for track making and server running that you get out of the core Trackmania games, like, that would probably be fine. Maybe they just need Trackmania United, or Trackmania 2 United, or Trackmania United Nations United 2 Forever Star Edition 2. And put that out as like, hey, here's an actually unified thing. Not unified in the Mania Planet sense. Ultra Trackmania 2, the final challenger, the final tracks, the final environments, the final blocks.
I mean, it makes sense why they wouldn't just have an unlimited demo for Stadium. You know, that's because then no one would buy it ever. But I don't know. When they had, when Trackmania 1 was, or I guess when Trackmania Nations was around, and that's basically a free version of Stadium for the Trackmania 1, or the Trackmania United world setup, whatever you want to call it. They tried to make that ad supported. They tried to put in-game ads on some of the billboards or start points or, you know, some of the other stuff that was in the world. And I don't know, that seemed okay. But you could buy your way out of it for $20 and that was that, and whatever, or $40, whatever it was. HD Remix was $15 and Ultra Street Fighter 2 was a... I don't know if I would necessarily call it a better version of HD Remix. It might actually be a worse version of HD Remix. Like, the more I read on the up on the gameplay changes, like, it just doesn't seem... I don't know. I guess, like, you know, some of those changes are only going to affect players at a high enough level. And they'd be the ones to really weigh in on it. But I look at that stuff and it just seems like kind of pointless meddling. And then that online stuff doesn't, like, seem like it works very well. Like, the netcode doesn't... It sounds like that is maybe a little all over the place. I saw that there was a supposed leak of the Marvel vs. Capcom roster. I didn't see what it was, though. No X-Men, no sale. Well, I mean, you know, yeah, like, sure, I guess. But, like, you kind of knew that X-Men weren't going to be in it just because of how that stuff seems to be driven by Marvel's business stuff. Like, I was kind of expecting that. Yeah, is there a Monster Hunter thing in it? I figure there would have to be at this point, because what the fuck else does Capcom make? Like, you would definitely put some kind of Monster Hunter thing in that game now. It is their most popular franchise, their most successful franchise currently. But yeah, I don't know. I would definitely want a Wolverine in that game for sure. I like Cyclops in those games too, usually. I would play Wolverine and Ken in a two-character crossover game like that. Like Marvel versus Street Fighter. Like, I don't know enough about Monster Hunter to know if there's, like, a good named character to put in that game. Or if it's just, or if you just be like, yep, Monster Hunter. Who are you? I'm Monster Hunter. Joe Monster Hunter. Jetta, huh? Jeez. Spencer. All right. Yeah, Spencer, like Rad Spencer. I'm assuming that that's Rad Spencer. It's no different. There's no other Capcom Spencer. That whole game seems like a weird... It's weird that it's happening at all. It feels like that, like, people had maybe gotten used to the idea that there would not be another one of those after 3. And so this thing kind of getting announced out of nowhere, but then just smelling of business. Caution, slow down, move over. What is it, man? Capcom's just such a weird company right now, like the Capcom side of that roster. You know, like, you know, what do you do with that? Who are the other prominent Capcom characters that are not already part of the Street Fighter universe? Like, we're rapidly reaching this scary point where just about any Capcom character is a deep pull. Like, oh, wow, yeah. Like, the guy from Forgotten Worlds, you know? Because what else did they put out? Thank you. RE7 characters in it. You know? Like... How many of those characters that aren't Street Fighter characters are even from fighting games? Is it just Jetta? I'd have to look again. Let's put the Star Gladiator cast in there. Rival schools. Character from Remember Me. From Battle Network. Frank West in one of those games? Was he in like Tatsunoko or something? I feel like he had like camera moves or something. Am I completely making that up? Or was he in three? Was he in? I know he's covered Wars, but has he been in a fighting game? Yeah, three. Okay. They should put, like, a fucking Power Stone character in one of these games. Focker, or whatever, you know, one of the fucking main guy from Power Stone. Great if that game is just fully polygonal except for Morrigan. It's like, no, we had this, Morrigan's already done, as it turns out. We already have the perfect Morrigan finished up, ready to go, so.
monster mash. The monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. He did the mash. It caught arm and flag. He did the mash. He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode. They did the mash. They did the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. They did the mash. It caught on in a flag. They did the mash. They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests in tears.
Whistle in a band, orange fist. Citizens arrest, so you better get. Hello?
Hello, this is Quincy at Airborne Express. I drive a moped for Airborne Express. I've been trying to bring a delivery up there since Friday, and no one answers the bell when we come up there.
Upstairs? What? I live downstairs.
In fact, I heard crashing and banging and real loud noises when I was there.
Yeah, what address are you on?
Yeah, I'm on Spirit Boulevard, and it's going to have to be tomorrow if we do come back at all.
Who are you looking for? What's your information?
It says Paul. I mean, I can read my own writing.
Oh, okay, well, I'm just asking you. I didn't know I was getting that delivery.
It's from homolasses.com.
I didn't order anything from homolasses.com.
It's come a long way, and you're looking at a surcharge since we've had to come out there three times.
I didn't order anything.
Well, it says here you did, and I've worked here nearly 6 weeks, so I think I can read the slip.
Okay, but what's the name on the slip?
Paul Rathchild, or something or other. I don't know. But what you need to concentrate on is quieting down the next time we come back out there. You read me?
Quieting down? What are you talking about?
I didn't even know what was going on, if there was a drum circle or what was going on there. You had some chaos.
Hey, what the fuck are you talking about, man? There's no fucking drum circles here.
Could have fooled me.
This is a quiet house, man. What happiness were you looking at?
Look, you're looking at a surcharge if you want us to come back out there, period. This isn't how Airborne Express...
Get back out there. Where are you going? Are you a fucking idiot, man?
Listen up, pal.
Answer my question. You gave me a hard time on the phone. Nobody ever came to my house. I've been here all fucking day.
I've been out there twice.
To where?
And you were making so much doggone racket, no one even heard me.
You're fucking with me, man. I don't know who the fuck this is, man. But you're not even telling. If you were really a delivery guy, you'd be like, I went to this address, and you would show me the address.
Okay, I'm on 15th right now.
No, where am I?
I don't know what the heck you're talking about. You ordered from homolasses.com.
No, I didn't. You're not even giving me any information, man. You're just fucking with me. I don't know who you are or what kind of prank this is, but I'm hanging up now, man.
I'm Quincy with Airborne Express.
That's a fucking joke.
What do I need to do to get your attention? Quiet down, come to the door.
Tell me my name, my first last name, what you said already, but the address.
I'm on Spirit Boulevard.
I don't order anything. No, I don't order anything. You don't have.
My name's Quincy. I work at Airborne Express. I drive a moped, and this stuff's marked as gelatinous, so that's another surcharge you're going to have to pay.
You're full of shit, man. I didn't order shit, man.
You got too many strikes against you. You just do.
Yeah, good. You're full of shit. Hello?
Hi, is Paul there?
You know who he is, man.
This is
Quincy?
This is Frankie. I'm a supervisor at Airborne Express.
No, you're not.
Now, what seems...
I'm fucking tired of talking to you 2 seconds ago.
No, I'm a supervisor, sir. What seems to be the trouble tonight?
You calling me over and over again, fucking with me. That's the problem.
Sir, could you please be professional?
No. Fuck no. I'm not being professional. I don't know who the fuck...
The heck
you're fucking with me, man. Knock it off.
You've got a gelatinous parcel here, and there's a surcharge involved.
You're a gelatinous parcel. You are.
And there's a lot of commotion when our driver came up there.
You're full of shit, dude. I don't know what the fuck kind of joke this is, but maybe you're on a radio show or something.
No, we're not on the air. We're Airborne Express. Airborne Express
Airborne
is a
joke. My ass. Dude, just... Fuck off, alright?
You owe us $88.
Do you understand English?
What are you trying to say?
Fuck off.
$88.27 is due, plus the $25
surcharge. Oh, shit. I don't know. You're full of shit, man. I didn't order anything.
Sir, be respectful and be professional.
Fuck no. No, fuck you, man.
Latin's parcel.
Microphone check.
Without the guitar part that you're supposed to be playing. Is also from a video game.
Oh, was the only nigga to ever bust a gun at the motherfucking Source Awards. And we got that shit on tape, nigga. That shit is real. Real loud ammo. Perform and throw your guns. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of niggas, you know, took a lot of shit from us.
Right there, what are you talking about? That Source Awards shit, man. That's when the motherfuckers started fucking hating right there from the start. Let me talk about this Source shit for a minute back in the days. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I mean? For real.
Because, like, this, on the real,
we got nominated for like 5 awards that year. You know what I'm saying? Best fucking rap performance, best rap new group, best motherfucking single, best album, all that shit. And we was smashing shit. Nobody was smashing shit at the time. Only niggas was smashing shit was Dr. Dre and them niggas. Suge Knight and all them niggas was in the building. All these other niggas was scared to fucking death, you know what I'm saying? We just got off tour with Suge and them niggas, smashing the motherfucking tour dates, 4 niggas and 1 DJ, smashing anything. But back to the source though, let's not jump on the subject. So we got nominated for 4 joints.
5 joints.
We walked out of the building with nothing. Fuck the source, man.
Okay.
Ain't nothing, I'm just hibernating. Love that watch, pour me some scotch and cold gavassia.
Standard Metric System, a song by Logan Whitehurst.
Yeah.
The Standard Metric System measures distances and weights. For mass and volume, length and height, it's used to calculate. Compared to standard U.S. measures, one can plainly see the metric system's blunt efficiency. Yard versus meter, quart versus liter, the pound squares off against the kilogram, you see. A decimal equation defines the U.S. nation as fools afraid to change their terminology. The world has the kilometer, and we have got our mile. The time has come to face the facts and face them with a smile. So if those foreign weirdos try to ask us to conform, we'll blow their stupid countries all to hell.
Very good, very exceptional. It's so true. I know. Yep. All right. I'm home. Everybody have a good night. I'll see you later. We'll do it again in the morning, I guess.